Garland County High School football teams won 5 of 7 contests this week. My name is James Lee, and this is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show. This week, I went out to cover Mountain Pine's homecoming game against Spring Hill, a rematch of last year's 8-man small school state title game, and it was as good as one might expect. The Red Devils came out on top 62-56 in the track meet of a game that saw the teams put up a combined 1,040 yards of offense and 17 touchdowns. Despite struggling to tackle at points throughout the game, Mountain Pine head coach Sam Counts was pleased with the way his team played, especially since the Bears were ranked ahead of his Red Devils.
You know, in the rankings, they had Spring Hill ranked number one and us number four. So, you know, we had a little chip on our shoulders, but I mean, you couldn't really tell it tonight. But I mean, the kids, you know, they wanted this one pretty bad too. It's just when you have homecoming, boy, our focus just is not there sometimes. And they're just kids, you know. And we try to get them reined back in, but it's tough sometimes.
Hot Springs hosted DeQueen Friday night, and the Trojans used big chunk plays and a stout defense to earn a 50-0 shutout over the Leopards. Pierce Smalley scored on a 72-yard punt return to start the scoring for the Trojans, his first of 2 touchdowns. Quarterback Isaac Sheeler was 9-for-12 passing for 194 yards and 3 touchdowns, while accounting for another with his feet. Hot Springs head coach Daryl Burnett said his Trojans played hard and took care of business against the Leopards.
They played hard, took care of business, did what they were supposed to do. We didn't try to put too much pressure on them. We just wanted to come out here and play hard, execute, play for one another, and that's what they did. And it's always good to get a convincing win because scored on resembling, man, but they play hard and they got a good running back. Actually, a running back that went for over 100 yards over last year. So my kids to come out, do what they did, offense, defense, and special teams, it was really good. And it's always good to go to Magnolia on a high note, so I'm proud of them.
Lakeside went down to Texarkana in search of its first conference win, and the Rams came away with a 31-7 win over the Razorbacks. Lakeside scored in each quarter of the game while outgaining the Hogs 400-149 on offense. Chance Cross set up the first touchdown of the game as he picked off a pass before quarterback Jordan Mills hit Brock Garner for the early lead. Lakeside head coach Jared McBride was pleased with the way that his team rose to the challenge that he set for them.
Yeah, I thought our kids played really well and just executed our game plan, and we were able to put pressure on them and help them turn the ball over, and that helped us. And you'd think just being consistent and playing hard was kind of the key for us last night.
Lake Hamilton continued its winning streak as the Wolves held off Russellville 42-32. To move to 6-0 on the season. The two teams traded touchdowns early, with the Cyclones taking a 13-6 lead in the first quarter before the Wolves tied the game at 20-20 at the half. Lake Hamilton senior Tevin Hughes rushed 17 times for 196 yards and a touchdown to lead the team to a homecoming win. Kendrick Martin had 124 yards and a touchdown, and Justin Kretschmer had 52 yards and a touchdown. Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin said that despite the team having 2 bad practices earlier in the week, the team's offense wore down the Cyclones in the end.
This is the physicality of our offense. We started wearing them down. That second, in the fourth quarter, they could never stop us. In fact, I could have scored again one more time right before the game was over, but, we didn't have to. But I thought about it because of the point system. We didn't play to a high level like we should. Our kids can. Our kids are a really good football team. But we've got to play great all the time, and it's not a part-time thing. It's an all-the-time thing. And so our kids, and we talk about it, and they know it too, because they know they're better than that, on Friday nights.
Carson Hare scored 4 touchdowns, 2 in the air and 2 on the ground, to help lead Jesseville past Genoa Central 28-25. Hare completed 6 of 10 passes for 127 yards, and ran 11 times for 143 yards. The Dragons contained running back Matthew Huff, limiting him to just 69 yards on 10 touches, leaving Hare open for some counterplays. Carson Freeland and Tate Mounts both had receiving touchdowns for the Lions, but head coach T.J. Burke was pleased with the way that the team's defense stepped up to make stops.
Our defense, they stepped up and made big-time stops when we had to have them.
And up front defensively, we played better than we've played all year. So, we know our offense can score. We just had to have those defensive stops, and they came up big last night.
Fountain Lake managed to limit Arkadelphia running back Jayshon Davis, but Badgers quarterback Donovan Witten cut up the Cobras defense as the Badgers downed the Cobras 48-14. Witten finished 19 of 27 passing for 364 yards and 5 touchdowns, with Alex Loy snagging 8 of those passes for 155 yards and 3 scores. Wesley Campbell was 4 for 9 passing for 86 yards and ran in a touchdown, and Juan Diggs had a 51-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton said that while his team was unable to take the win, he was proud of them for continuing to compete.
When you play a team as talented as Arkadelphia, you've got to capitalize on being able to score in the red zone, and you can't make mistakes against a team like that.
Right.
But, proud of the kids. They played hard. We played till the final whistle, and we've got a box site for our homecoming this next week, and we still feel extremely confident if we can continue to try to mend our wounds as much as possible. I think we've got a really good chance to finish this season strong and hopefully secure that 3 seed.
Cutter Morning Star struggled from the start against Woodlawn, falling 59-6 to the Bears. The Eagles committed 8 turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, which led to Woodlawn taking a 28-0 lead. The Eagles also got off to a slow start, which combined with the turnovers left them playing from behind the rest of the night. CMS head coach Matt Kinzinger said that he felt the team did not play up to its capabilities.
I don't think we played up to our abilities. I think that we weren't focused. It seemed like we just we kind of got a real slow start. We had 8 turnovers in total in the entire game, and 4 of them came at the very beginning of the game. We only had 3 plays in the first quarter of offense.
Thanks for listening to Garland County Locker Room. If you like our content, please consider subscribing on your favorite podcast provider to get new episodes as soon as they become available. Also, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com. We look forward to hearing from you.